in which Henry, the younger of the twins, sends his love to his brother, then ill of a sprain at his grandfather's house of Castlewood in Virginia, and thanks his grandpapa for a horse which he rides with his tutor, down to the last from my beloved son, which reached her but a few hours before her death. The venerable lady never visited Europe save once with her parents in the reign of George II, took refuge in Richmond when the house of Castlewood was burned down during the war, and was called Madam Esmond ever after that event, never caring much for the name or family of Warrington, which she held in very slight estimation as compared to her own. The letters of the Virginians, as the reader will presently see, from specimens to be shown to him, are by no means full. They are hints rather than descriptions, indications and outlines chiefly. It may be that the present writer has mistaken the forms and filled in the colour wrongly, but poring over the documents, I have tried to imagine the situation of the writer, where he was, and by what person surrounded. I have drawn the figures as I fancied they were, set down conversations as I think I might have heard them, and so, to the best of my ability, endeavoured to...